Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Merrick Pet Care. For over 30 years, Merrick has crafted high-quality dog food. Since our founding in Hereford, Texas, all of Merrick's recipes have prioritized whole nutrition, with deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. That's why we say real is our recipe. Real ingredients and homestyle flavors your pet loves. Look for new Merrick packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. Find it online or in your local pet store.
Welcome, everybody, to the
I'm Fat Podcast.
Snacks are best saved for later.
With Jay Zawoski.
That man ate all our shrimp and two plastic lobsters.
And Rick Camp.
Out the mist came a beast more stomach than man.
Welcome into another edition of the I'm Fat Podcast. May sound a little different, and that's because we are live at one of our favorite places.
Yes.
Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1025 South State Street. That might help. Yep. I am batting 1,000 today, and I'm sure that's the way it's going to go.
And it's 1026.
Is that a six?
That's a six, yes.
Okay.
My writing is good. I'm only half a porter in.
Yeah.
And I'm already writing six. Things incorrectly.
Six. That if that is a six, Jesus. Okay.
I have problems.
Yes. Well, don't we both?
As we know.
Yes. So anyway, I am Rick Camp alongside fellow fat Jay Zawoski. We are here, and we are here partially because Nick and Ivy is awesome.
Yes.
Also partially because March Fatness Selection Show.
It's here, baby.
Yes, it is.
It's exciting. I'm very excited about this.
Did your voice button?
We're off to a rip-roaring start, as always.
So we're excited to reveal the entire March Fatness bracket, the Rick Camp region, the Jay Zawoski region, the Charlie the Bacon Guy region. Charlie is in the house. And Paul. Paul's got a region from, got to have a little bit of a home field advantage here.
Yeah, Paul from Nick and Ivy gets his own bracket this year because he's hosting us.
Right.
And I have to say, we'll reveal his bracket in a little bit. He's going to reveal his own bracket.
Yes.
But inspired.
I know. I was very interested when you sent over to me, like, look what Paul's got.
Yeah.
I was like, Paul gets it.
He's having the Connor Bedard rookie season that we all knew he would at March Fatness. Yes. I'm very impressed by his bracket. So we're going to get to that, of course. Make sure the basics, you're following us on social media at I'm Fat Pod. Very important this week. Why? Because that's where you're going to be able to vote for the first time ever. We have found an online bracket that you can fill out and compete in and enter. And the winner is going to get a Charlie the Bacon Guy prize pack, $100 to Nick and Ivy, and the I'm Fat Podcast shirt of their choice.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be to our bracket winner. That voting starts Tuesday afternoon. Before that, we're going to tweet out. The voting starts Tuesday afternoon. There's an actual bracket you can view and fill out. That will start is if you're hearing this show.
If you're
hearing this show, voting is available. So head to our social media pages. I'm Fat Pod on Twitter, and I'm Fat Pod on Facebook, and you will find the bracket link there. It's not going to be Twitter votes this year. There's a Google document. It's like a survey. It's much smoother, helps us tabulate much more easily. And the way Twitter is now, building a thread, too many votes were getting missed. This way, it's all very easy to do. So it's going to be, we're streamlining the whole thing. So make sure you fill out your bracket before Tuesday at noon, and then Tuesday afternoon is when voting begins.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot at stake this year. It's going to be awesome. But I know before we get to the March Fatness brackets, we've got some, we had a normal week of fatness. So we're going to talk about our fat lives too. That's what people are here for mostly.
Right. And I told Jay, I have big Harrison Gord news.
Yes. And for those that don't know Harrison, let's whiteboard it for people.
So this is one of our more popular episodes every year. So we do get people that jump on all the time. So Harrison Gord is the fat squirrel that was always staying around my townhouse that will come by and say what's up, looking for peanuts, looking for, you know, whatever. And we're like, this isn't just like a squirrel that, you know, whatever. This is a fat squirrel.
So it's a chunky boy.
Yeah. First came around and was eating the gourds on the front step because, you know, you have to have gourds because
yes.
White.
Basic.
Yeah. So.
Love you, Sam.
Yes. Yes. So easier to say when she's not sitting in the audience. So.
Oh, no, I would say it to her.
Yeah, I would, too.
I'm going to actually text her.
Yeah.
Right now. You're basic.
Okay.
But we love you.
Yes. So. Long story short, with Harrison, kind of became like just the neighborhood squirrel, going around, not afraid of people, kind of say what's up, go back and forth across the street because we're right up against our street. We're on the end of our row of townhouses. And then Sam had a scare around Christmas. There was a squirrel that had been hit by a car that was still fairly chunky, so she's like, uh-oh, this might be him.
The squirrel bump.
It was not.
And thank then God. It comes thoughts
to
and prayers.
And then it comes answered. To this week. So Thursday, Sam, she was going to go run errands, and her car has never really had any issues, and she starts backing out of the driveway and hears this weird sound in her car. So she's like, huh, okay. Pulls right back into the driveway and goes immediately to check under the hood. There is not a nest.
Oh, no.
But a nest.
Oh, no.
And goes in there. There are 5 newborn squirrels. Harrison Gord is not Harrison. Harrison is Harriet.
Oh, my God.
And was pregnant.
That makes sense.
Having 5 squirrels that are newborn. No hair, no nothing. Like newborn squirrels. So Sam is worried because Harry's not there. Just these ones, like, oh, God, you know. So she ends up getting in contact with someone that works with wild animals a little bit. And, to, you know, condense this thing down a little bit, essentially goes inside trying to protect them a little bit, but also keep her distance so maybe the Harry would come back. She goes to get something to bring out. To like get a box to move the nest into so it's not in her car anymore. 2 of them are already gone because Harry's already going back and forth grabbing one baby each time around, going up to the nest that is now in a tree across the street.
Oh my God.
So, and actually, Brett, who I work with, we were together at the time.
Boo.
When Sam calls me to tell me this story. And we're just like, this is almost unreal. It makes a lot of sense, though, of why Harry was so big. Not quite as fun that was, you know, pregnant and not just like a really fat, you know, really fat squirrel, but still. So Harrison is not Harrison. Harrison is Harriet, will still go by Harry, and is now a mom. So does that make, in one of the whitest statements I can say, does that make Sam and I squirrel grandparents?
I think so, but there's a couple things here. First of all, you're canceled because you called a female squirrel fat.
Okay.
So I'm sorry, Rick. It's over for you. I need a new partner. There are several candidates here. Yep. I see Micah standing up. Russ is over there. He's finally going to get paid. So RIP to your mentions.
Yeah,
sure. Second of all, squirrels are real bad for cars. Hope was telling me a story this week of someone she knows had like a squirrel literally eat bumpers off of cars on their street. And I think 1 in every 4 people that has one of those industrial garbage cans has a hole chewed in the top of the lid that squirrels just eat through. You got to get Harriet out of your car.
Oh, I know.
Because
you can see in this video, like the insulation that's on the inside of the hood.
Oh my
is
God.
Chewed through.
Yeah.
So
that's, you, here's the other thing. Not only are you canceled for calling Harriet fat, you're probably gonna have to kill her. I hate to break it to you.
Thankfully, there is a new home. So we took the entirety of the nest and put it in a box and put it like just laying in the yard.
Okay.
So whenever we want to go and get some more materials, there's still plenty there.
Keep your eye on it.
I know.
Keep your eye on it.
Oh, believe me, I'm sure she's not going to drive without checking under the hood for like a month.
Yeah, I don't think Harriet has the same affection for you that you do for her.
Fair.
She might say, F your car.
Right.
These wires are delicious.
That's how it is with most women and me, so I do get it.
Fair enough. So you told me earlier this week that you had an update, and that's not what I expected.
No.
None of that story is what I expected.
And I was like, should I say it ahead of time? Because then we're going to have to change the brackets. Spoiler alert, the bracket says Harrison.
Oh, yeah. We can fix that.
Okay.
I'll go in there tonight and fix it before the general public gets to vote on it.
Yeah.
The other good news for people is if you're here at Nick and Ivy and you've got the bracket in front of you, we're going to give them out when we are starting to read them.
Yes.
The QR code is on there. You can start voting today. So if you're here at Nick and Ivy, you get first dibs at the bracket. We'll hand those out as we begin our March Fatness segment. So, wow, that's a great start, man.
Yeah.
That's a tough start. My Taco Bell story I'm going to tell next is not as exciting.
Okay.
As Harrison. I'm sorry.
Harriet Gord.
She was not fat. She was pregnant.
Yep.
Canceled. Anyway.
It was a good run.
Yeah. Well, you know what you could do to keep Harriet out of your car is you can go to Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, 628 South Roselle Road in Schaumburg, and fill that box with I'm Fat Burgers, I'm Fat Pizza, I'm Fat Grilled Cheese, some of the giant mozzarella sticks.
Yes.
Go to Fredo'sBakery.com, bring some sweets in there. You got to mix the sweet, the salty, and the sweet. Our buddy Russ was there at Fredo's today before coming to Nick and Ivy. He is just making the rounds. I think he also bought a Mazda today.
Oh, wow.
Which we appreciate. Yeah, so thanks for buying a Mazda for Mazda Roland Park, Russ. That is loyalty, and that's why we don't pay him.
Yep.
He's great at his job.
And we're the worst.
Yes, that's true. Go check it out, though. Fredo's Culinary Kitchen in Schaumburg, 628 South Roselle Road again. They've got all those I'm Fat products there. They're all amazing. Mm-hmm. But it's not just that. It's not just the mozzarella sticks. It's everything, top to bottom. And if you are someone, unlike me and Rick, who wants to eat healthy, at least maybe once or twice a week even, they've got salads. They've got keto. They've got, you know, low carb, they've got high protein, whatever you're looking for, they can accommodate you at Nick and Ivy. You're not just gonna go in there and eat like a pig every single time. I mean, you and I are.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, we have to. We have an image to maintain. But most people don't eat like us.
That's true.
That's why we're up here and they're down there.
Right.
We're in this enforced stage. I saw it was nice of Paul at Nick and Ivy to have the stage reinforced ahead of today. I saw the carpenters here right before we went on.
It's also smart to have us up here so that everybody else doesn't have the sun going in their eyes. We just block the sun out.
You don't have to go to Tennessee for the eclipse anymore, people.
No.
Congratulations. But go visit our friends at Fredo's Culinary Kitchen in Schaumburg. Fredo'sPizza.com. Use that code I'm Fat and you'll save 10% every time you go. And Fredo'sBakery.com. If you've got a special occasion coming up, anniversary, birthday, you know, Mother's Day is right around the corner. Head to Fredo'sBakery.com and stock up on those brownies and those cookies. They are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, whoever you get them for, and let's be honest, half of them will be for yourself.
Yep.
You're going to love them. They're so, so delicious. All right. I got one little thing that is not fatness related today. Kind of a basic week for us. I'm kind of glad it's March Fatness today because I didn't try anything new for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
But Hope and I were sitting on the couch the other day, and we were a little bit hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you want Taco Bell? She said, yes, I do. So we tried the new Cantina Crispy Chicken Tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Really?
So the Cantina chicken is shredded and spiced.
Okay.
And then the crispy Cantina taco is like a fried corn tortilla, so it's crunchy. And then it's got queso in it. And it's also got, if you've had their quesadillas, the quesadilla sauce.
Yes.
That's in there, too.
Okay.
And then they have a brand new avocado salsa that is excellent. It's really good. I was really impressed with this. And I think we got 5 tacos. Addie got the quesadilla version of this.
Did you have to give up Addie to pay for this?
No, it was like $16. So
okay.
5 tacos and a quesadilla. I mean, it's more than
it should be
stereotypically what you expect from Taco Bell. But I will say, these tacos were big. I had 3 and I was stuffed.
Well,
shut up. I gained 10 pounds.
Good for you.
Yeah, I went to the doctor this week. I went to the endocrinologist because that's where I get my Ozempic and everything. She's like, well, you've put on 10 pounds. She's like, we're gonna up your dose. I'm like, cool, I'll lose more weight.
Right.
Because I'm not doing anything to do it. It's just the medicine. Mm-hmm. So there you go. So, yeah, the Crunchy Cantina Tacos from Taco Bell. As frustrated as we've been with Taco Bell lately.
Yes.
These are winners, which means they'll be gone next week.
Of course.
Get there while you can.
What is it? We have to wait till like October to have a chance to get my caramel apple empanada back?
Can you please identify correctly?
the goddamn caramel Thank apple you. Empanada.
I will accept no substitutes, Rick.
Which
I
is
need the full name.
Which is actually a perfect transition to the one thing that I tried this week.
Yes.
Brett and I were on our way back from business in Evanston. And
air quotes.
Yeah. We were trying to figure out what we wanted to do for lunch. And there was a place that I had noticed before making this trek, but hadn't stopped at. And I am very glad we did. It's called Savory Crust.
Okay.
It's two locations, one in Carroll Stream, the other in Morton Grove. We went to the Morton Grove one, 7180 West Dempster. We each got three empanadas that were a decent size and a can of pop, and it was under $20 a person.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. So or it was like 16, 17 bucks, something like that. Ish. And a couple of them were, I wanted to try at least one more authentic-ish one because they had an apple pie. So,
okay,
of course that's happening.
Apple pie empanada.
Apple pie empanada.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was also a mac and cheese empanada, which was wonderful.
Yes.
I also got the Argentinian chicken empanada.
Okay.
Which was a little spicier, onion, red and green pepper, tomatoes, paprika, and cayenne.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
It was effing phenomenal. Like, the flavor that it packed in there. And also just, like, the integrity of the empanada itself.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't really get any leaking until, obviously, like, you took a bite and you opened up the gates.
Yeah.
But was able to eat those in the car with no issue. And I'm telling you, like, some of the best empanadas I've ever had. And they've got a real diverse menu, like plenty of different types of empanadas. They have bowls, they have wings. There's different sides and desserts that they have. So, like,
peeking over your shoulder there, tell me about that pork belly empanada.
Oh yeah, that one is. Let's see. I'll just read it. It says tender pork belly, slow roasted in a savory marinade of soy sauce, sesame oil, ginger, scallions, and sesame seeds.
Oh yeah. And how about the right underneath there, the samosa empanada? That sounds good too.
Yeah, spiced potatoes, chickpeas, diced onions with cilantro. Cilantro.
Yep.
I'm garam masala and spices.
No bad words there.
Nope. So there's plenty of that, like, whatever style of food you want, there's very likely an empanada for you. And there's also just the other types of food that you know, you want a bowl, you want to eat a little healthier. Okay. Sure. It's
Loser.
There for you if you want. Okay.
Nerds.
So about 5.5 ounces per empanada.
Okay. That's a good size.
Yeah.
I've been told.
Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, give the name of the place again and the address.
Savory Crust, 7180 West Dempster in Morton Grove, and the Carroll Stream location is 135 East St. Charles Road.
All right. Man, St. Charles Road, man. I feel like every time we do a show, you've got somewhere on St. Charles Road to tell me about.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's your one major road between North Avenue and Roosevelt, and it delivers. Honestly, more than especially North Avenue, just because in that area, it's much more wide open, a lot more like chain stuff on North Avenue. So St. Charles Road especially and Roosevelt are probably where you want to go for food.
That's can't go wrong. We're going to have March Fatness starting here in a second. Mm-hmm. Charlie the Bacon Guy is going to read his bracket to us here in a minute. But first, we got to tell you about Mazda of Orland Park, 8910 West 159th Street in, you guessed it, Orland Park. And if you're here at Nick and Ivy, just go over the bridge, turn right, and you'll be there in about 20 minutes. Get a Mazda on your way home. Why not? It's good stuff. I got a CX-30 2022. I got a 2015 CX-5. They're both here. Hope drove one. I drove the other because we came from different places. So we can just have a little showroom in the Nick and Ivy parking lot for people. Let them test drive it. Give them the whole experience.
They can clean the inside of your car if they really want the full experience.
I promise, when you buy it, it doesn't smell like farts. It's just because I've been in here for 3 years. I'm sorry. That's what happens. They do not smell like farts when you buy them. I promise. You have to do that yourself. Mm-hmm. And this Charlie the Bacon Guy bacon in front of me is going to help with that. That's for sure. But head over there, 8910 West 159th Street, Mazda of OrlandPark.com. Get in touch with Eric Vates. He can get you squared away with the test drive or come into the showroom on your own. Just check out what's offered there. They're the kind of car dealership where if you show up, they're not going to annoy you.
Right.
They're going to just let you, hey, you need any help? No, I'm good. I'm just looking around. Okay, let us know if you need help. Boom. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to be up your butt trying to sell you a car every second you're there. But when you're ready to make the decision, they're going to make it easy, they're going to make it fast, and they're going to make the ownership of the vehicle ideal, because the service is great, from getting your car repaired to getting in touch with someone there. Someone's always answering the phone. And I've talked to you before about when I'm there even getting an oil change, they send me a video inspection. Like, here's your brakes. Mm-hmm. Here's your air filter. We're showing you. We're not lying to you. Here's a dirty air filter. You probably want to change it, right? Here's your brake pads. They're a little low. And 10,000 miles, you might need new ones, that sort of thing. So they're great. They're not trying to oversell you or upsell you. They're just trying to keep you informed about your vehicle. And I appreciate it big time. So go to MazdaOfOrlandPark.com and get yourself a brand new Mazda. All right, Rick, the time has come for March Fatness. I almost forgot we had this. I went into my email and I'm like, do I still have that from my buddy Greg Henkin? Yes, we do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
The NCAA theme on the recorder.
It's
inspired.
It really is.
And also annoying, so I'm going to pot it down.
Okay.
Greg, mission accomplished. Good
yes.
work.
All right,
who's going to go first? Are you going to go first? You can
I'll
do
go.
The honors?
Yeah.
All right.
While we're looking at this, it's the top left region of the bracket.
Yes.
So, the number one seed in the Rick Camp region of March Fatness 2024 is Jason Kelsey.
That's a great pick.
Yep.
Hope has been telling me for 2 months that he needs to be on my bracket, and then I got yours. I'm like, well, it's handled.
Yep. Yeah, there was no way he was not going to be a number one seed somewhere in this bracket. And he will take on the number 16 seed, which may have been chosen because I had a hankering for it the night I finished my bracket.
That's how it works.
Queso Fundido. Because queso fundido is delicious.
Yeah.
And a lot of people will eat it, even if they're not supposed to, because it's delicious.
It's worth it,
and they'll deal with the consequences.
Now, I will say, if Jason Kelsey were voting on March Fatness, I feel he would vote for queso fundido.
He probably would, which is part of the reason he's a one seed.
That's right. Exactly. He is loyal.
The 8 seed, the shirt tug, will take on the 9 seed, Costco hot dogs.
Oh, that's a good matchup.
It's really good because you just did a shirt tug as I was reading that.
I did. On purpose, at least.
Okay. So at least it checks out.
Yeah.
That's going to be a Titanic 8-9 matchup. Moving to the next part of that bracket.
Hold on. Before we move on too quick.
Yeah.
I feel that shirt tug may fall into the cursed by the normies category.
Yeah.
Much like Gold Bond did before.
Yes.
So next year, I'm going to find a way to link your Google Doc to your scale.
Okay.
And if you're not over a certain threshold, you're not allowed to vote.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't think you could do that. We'll see, though.
You can try.
Because that Gold Bond, not on the list this year, because it just fails year after year.
Right. At some point, it just decides to give up.
Yep.
The 5 seed, Insulin, takes on the 12 seed, CPAP Machines.
Oh. So. We got CPAP Nation in the house.
And the winner of that matchup will take on the 4 seed, Groaning When You Stand Up.
Oh, that's a great one.
Versus,
let me demonstrate.
It works for olds. It works
it
for
does.
Fats alike.
It helps you get up.
And it especially works for old fats.
Yeah, I check both of those boxes. But I don't have a CPAP machine yet. Yet.
And the stand-up groan will take on the 13 seed, tucking your napkin into your fat.
That's, I mean, do you want to demonstrate?
How many times are you at a restaurant and you just don't, you know, like, you want to be able to move your legs a little bit, but then you need the napkin to be tucked in. So you just lift up your stomach a little, very casually, and just have the napkin sitting there.
That's inspired, and that is your bracket now.
Yes,
I'm not
it is.
Touching that thing.
The six seed, which, going back into the archives, I think it's actually the first time this has been in the bracket, which is honestly bad on us.
Yeah.
The 6 seed, Shade.
Could use some shade right now.
Yes.
Getting a little toasty on the
back.
It
is very toasty up here.
Yeah.
It takes on the 11 seed, AC car seats.
See, here's the problem, though, with AC car seats.
Okay.
They're leather.
Well, that's the thing, is at first I was thinking, do I just do, like, cloth car seats? But was kind of swayed into the air-conditioned car seats.
Yeah. So, can you get air-conditioned car seats in a non-leather seat?
I don't know.
Find out. MazdaOfOrlandPark.com.
Look at you.
That was...
What a pro.
That was organic.
The three seed, Beards.
Yes, we all have them.
Yes.
They hide our face.
Right, they cover up the face and the lack of a jawline.
Beard.
Beards, yep.
Beard.
A lot
beard,
of beards.
Yep.
Takes on the 14 seed, Arby's Curly Fries.
Legend.
It's fantastic.
Legendary. Bring back ham, jerks.
The seven seed, Office Drawer Snacks.
This is criminally low-seated.
I know. As someone now with an office for the first time and drawers to put snacks in, and I do, that is, it is very clutch.
I have a, I don't know, it's not a confession because it's the I'm Fat podcast. It's an admission.
Okay.
When I had my brief office job at WBBM, within the first week, I had a fridge.
Yes, you did.
And a file cabinet to stash chips in.
Yes, you did.
Yes. I'm like, let's see. I could start with my new work, or I can stock up on snacks first, because you need energy to get your work done.
Right. And that 7 seed, Office Drawer Snacks, takes on the 10 seed, Enablers.
Oh, essential.
Yes.
You can't do it without enablers.
I am an enabler. When somebody wants ice cream at 9 p.m. and I don't say no and even offer to go get said ice cream after 9 p.m., I am an enabler.
I just told you about the Taco Bell thing.
I am also the victim of an enabler because someone else makes the initial thought to have ice cream after 9 p.m.
That's love.
It really is.
We have the Taco Bell version this week.
Just in theory. And the 2 seed, Harriet Gord, takes on the 15 seed, Southwest Airlines Fat People Policy.
That's great. See, that's respect. You don't have to buy an extra seat on Southwest.
Right. They will just give you the seat and tell you to go away.
Here, Tubby, here's your seatbelt extender.
So to reset, here is the Rick Camp region. Jason Kelsey takes on Queso Fundido. The Shirt Tug takes on Costco Hot Dogs. Insulin versus CPAP machines. The Stand Up Groan versus tucking your napkin into your fat. Shade versus air-conditioned car seats. Beards versus Arby's Curly Fries. Office Drawer Snacks takes on Enablers. And Harriet Gord takes on the Southwest Airlines Fat People Policy.
It's outstanding. That's a really good bracket. Always, every year, Rick, you come strong with your bracket. That's really good work. I'm looking at this thing. I think the Stand Up Groan's going to make a run. Mm-hmm. I think Office Drawer Snacks might win this bracket.
Really?
I really do. I think that it is something that everyone can identify with. Mm-hmm. Everyone that has a desk, that has an office job.
Yeah.
In one way, shape, or form, has an office drawer full of snacks.
I was thinking if there was going to be a non-top 4 seed to make a run, it would be Shade.
Shade's pretty good.
Shade is preferred not just by fats, but by normies alike.
That's true. That's a good point. All right, your bracket has a lot of upset potential in it.
I think so.
All right, we're going to bring in our first guest to March Fatness. We are here at his place, Nick and Ivy Brewing. It is Paul Ivnik.
Hello.
How's it going, man?
Going pretty good. I'm sweating up here. I'm a little nervous.
Same.
You
know?
Don't be nervous. Do you see? From the first thing, we gave the wrong address. My voice cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. It's only uphill from here.
Sounds
or downhill?
Good.
Uphill is bad.
Better.
Downhill is better for us.
Yes, exactly.
But for fat people, downhill is better. So we say it the other way.
Yeah.
Yep.
So downhill from here. All right. Now reveal your brackets to, here's the 1 seed. Here's the 16 seed. Give us a little bit of justification on why. And I got to say, we said it before he jumped on. I don't know if you heard us. We called you the Connor Bedard of March Fatness. You come in year 1. You set the league on fire. This is inspired.
I know fat things.
So. Yo, we're right here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Go for it.
So, obviously, with the 1 seed in my bracket is beer.
Yes.
That was a given. Against the number 16 seed, Marishka's Poor Boy with garlic butterine. That one might be a little rough for the Marishka's if you're not from the area, if you haven't tried it yet.
If they've listened to this show, Marishka's was a sponsor of ours for the first couple years we did the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then with COVID, they had to kind of dial back on promotion stuff. I know Marishka's well. And I had a for a while, we had like a 16-ounce tub of that garlic butter just in our fridge for whatever.
Whenever you need it.
Whenever right. you need it. Well,
yeah. Jay, retell the quick story of the merch because, oh boy. Because it's been a while
well,
since
it happened.
You told that.
And actually, the scene of the crime is right over there when we were at Lewis University.
Yeah.
Me and my buddy Mike went out to dinner with his parents, and they love Marishka's too. And as you know, when you eat at Marishka's, you're on a bit of a timer.
Yes.
You've got to make sure your path is not impeded. Well, we got stopped by a train.
Oh, boy.
And the train stopped. So on our way back to Lewis University, we called our good friends Jill and Aaron, who lived on the first floor of our dorm. We said, this is an emergency situation. You need to clear the first floor bathroom. We will be there in 5 minutes, and we are going to destroy that bathroom.
Turn the fan on before I get
in there. Don't let any girls in there. There were like two doors to enter the women's room, and we're like, you need to flank them and just let us run in there and do our thing. And that's how close friendships are made.
Did you make it?
Barely.
Nice.
I think I was done by the time I ended on the, I was on the porcelain. But I did not have an accident.
And what happened after that one time? The buying of an extra? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, you got to buy an extra one every time because the first one's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with how much butter I put on it, it's shocking how well it holds up in, like, the microwave or, like, in like a little mini oven or whatever. The next day, it's impressive.
I know what you're thinking of.
Yes.
You're thinking of the fish sandwich from Lewis University.
Oh, is that what that was? I thought it was the Marishka's po' boy.
The fish sandwich used to cause the same problem.
Yeah.
So the same friend I went to Marishka's with bought a fish sandwich from Lewis, went to the bathroom, and threw the entire sandwich in the toilet and said he's cutting out the middleman. Yes, perfect. That was it. We would never just flush a Marishka's sandwich directly.
No. That's why it's a 16 seed.
Forgive me.
Yeah, right.
So this is my favorite matchup I had. I have number 8 is the fridge, the person, or
yes.
a football player, versus number 9, the fridge, the appliance. Both are essential fats. The one thing I really like about the fridge, the football player, is that you see these offensive and defensive linemen post-retirement getting skinny and in shape. He went all in on fat.
Yeah.
This dude, all he does is fish. He's still alive, right? I don't want to be that guy.
As of right now.
As far as I know.
I think he is.
By the time this airs, maybe not.
Right.
You never know. But he definitely looks like he gained another 100, 150 pounds since football, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because we got to keep an eye on Kelsey.
Yeah, I know. This is a critical time.
I have concerns.
Jason Kelsey's validity as a fat.
Yeah, I have concerns.
He was in one of the regions last year as well. He could be 2 years and out. If this goes poorly and he starts losing weight.
Yeah. Plus now with Taylor Swift around, he's got to, you know, he's going to have to try to keep up with the celebs. I have concerns.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have concerns.
He's going to be on TV, right? Isn't that like the plan?
Probably. Look at what Jeff Saturday did, traitor.
Yep.
Nice job coaching, jerk.
So moving along here. So obviously the fridge, the appliance, the 9 seed is a given. Number 5 is Jack Black. I just feel like he exemplifies fat.
Iconic.
Yes.
Not afraid of it.
No, he leans all the way in as well. Against Carsaw Stash, the 12 seed.
Very good.
So Carsaw Stash, obviously your extra buffalo sauces and or barbecues that you have from your nugs. Or yeah. I use buffalo with my breakfast sandwich.
They go right next to your slices of American cheese in the car, right?
Wait a minute. Buffalo with a breakfast sandwich?
Yeah, when you go to McDonald's and you get used to be 2 for $2, you get the sausage McMuffin or whatever, which is just a sausage, a cheese, and the McMuffin. It's not that good, you know, because it doesn't have the egg and all that, so you dip it in the buffalo and it automatically becomes amazing.
Dude,
yeah.
That is inspired.
Short story, the lady at the Lockport McDonald's yesterday, she yelled at me because I always ask at the window. For the buffalo, you know,
yeah.
They get mad about that because they want to be able to charge you.
Oh, yeah.
But then they charge you and don't put it in the bag. So it's like, I have to ask at the window anyway.
Right.
You know, so.
I'm trying that. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, so. Number 4, prime rib versus number 13, finish significant other's meal.
Nice.
Prime rib is, I just try to think of the fattiest cut of beef I could think of and. Who doesn't love prime rib?
It's super rare.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah. And finish significant other's meal. Who doesn't like, you know, 1.5 meals or entrees with their dinner? So
exactly.
It's a great pick.
All right, moving along. We got, what am I at? 6. The 6th seed is fast food apps That's another given. I just discovered these, actually, thankfully to your show, for the most part. But I just discovered the Burger King one with the $3 Whoppers on Wednesdays. That's key. Very nice little snack in the middle of the day. Versus the 11 seed, which is pre-dinner.
Yeah, you got your stomach ready.
Yeah, right.
Got to stretch out, got to exercise.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like
yes.
priming the mower.
You need a bite on the way home, even though your drive is 4 minutes.
That makes sense to me.
What happens if a train comes? Yeah, you get a flat tire. Prepared. Then you're going to starve to death.
This is survival.
It's being prepared, man.
The 3 seed is maybe my favorite in here, the sweat towel. As I wave mine in the air, I'm nothing without it.
I am, from the moment I met you, I noticed your sweat towel.
Yeah,
it's like an accessory for you. It's
needed because I get a lot of sweat buildup in the brow.
Yeah,
and there's nothing more gross than dripping sweat while you're giving someone a beer.
Yeah,
so you keep it on your shoulder, and then it's just a quick little
see
while you're pouring, and hopefully no one's staring at you.
Good demonstration too.
Most people probably are. Yeah. Again, so that's the 3 seed versus the 14 seed, which is Zubas and or sweatpants.
Very good.
I prefer Zubas on Sundays.
Of course, my friend.
They are underrated comfy. They're light. Yes. They breathe, but they're long. They keep you warm.
Yep.
Warm enough. All right, so that's the 314. Now we're on the 7 seed, Crocs and Socks.
Love it.
Just developed my love for Crocs about a year ago, and I had a foot sweat problem. You know, and then the Crocs get dangerous because if you don't have them in sport mode with like the strap in the back, you're sliding all over the place. If you drive for like 40 minutes to get to your destination without socks or Crocs, your feet are slippery.
See, I have the lined Crocs.
Oh,
those are nice.
Do they create extra sweat though?
I do not get my feet do not sweat. It's the one fat guy thing I don't have.
Very lucky.
I sweat everywhere else, but not on my feet.
Currently.
Yeah, currently. Exactly.
So that's the 7 seed versus prescription insoles.
Solid.
That's an experience thing for myself as well. I got caught with the plantar fasciitis, and the insoles really helped that. So.
Were you wearing Joaquin Noah's shoes?
Exactly. I always thought about that. Reference. I was like, how is he so skinny and have plantar fasciitis? But he makes up for it in height, I guess. And then my last matchup here is number 2, chicken wings. Versus number 15, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Rick, your thoughts.
let's see. Knowing how wrong most people are about peanut butter and Reese's, I bet that's probably a little underseeded.
Boo.
However, you know, for what you people all like, it's probably underseeded, but I agree with it. I would even take it off of the bracket altogether, but that's just me.
It's
tough being right.
I don't know how chicken wings have not already won this.
Yeah. This could be as much depth as there is in this bracket. This is the one that really feels like a 1-2 showdown is going to happen of beer versus wings.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because, I mean, you can't have one without it's tough to have one without the other.
Really,
right.
It is.
Yeah. Hey, that's inspired, man. Good entry. Good start. I feel like it's very likely a winner could come from here.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Paul, thank you very much. That's Paul Ivnik for Nick and Ivy. Come to Nick and Ivy. Check it out. 1026 South State Street here in beautiful downtown Lockport. I'm drinking the porter.
This autumn sour
is so
wonderful.
Good.
I had Jay try it, and he was like, that's, yeah.
They're
dude, the
excellent.
Caramel is clutch.
Really good stuff. All right, Charlie the Bing guy is around here somewhere, but he brought his daughter with him, and she's melting down running through the streets of Lockport. So I might have to do his bracket for him.
Okay.
But I have a pretty good understanding of it. But while we wait for Charlie to return,
yeah,
hopefully with daughter, he can do his bracket if he's here. We'll see how that goes. But I'm going to give you mine for now.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
The 1 seed, steak.
Yeah, that checks out.
Which I believe this is the first time steak has been on the bracket at all.
It's possible.
Too good? Has it maybe been too good that's got taken for granted over the years?
I think that's fair.
Yeah. So steak is my number 1 seed. Now, I got challenged on my 16 by our buddy Russ over here.
Okay.
Potbelly sugar cookies.
Yes.
Very good.
They are fantastic.
Very chewy.
Yes.
With a little crystallized cocaine / sugar on top.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that is the good stuff.
Yeah.
The 8 seed, brownies.
Yeah, also checks out.
Versus the 9 seed, bidets.
I thought this would be in the Jay Zawoski region.
It is.
I thought it would be seeded higher.
Yes, I will say this is another one that Normie Nation will likely eliminate.
I don't know. Normies seem to like bidets.
It is time for everyone here to get a bidet. It is time for America to embrace the bidet. Mm-hmm. I'm up here like banging on the podium. Like.
Right. I know someone else who has been, his eyes have been opened, probably among other things, to the bidet. And that's my friend Marty.
It's life changing. Oh,
Marty loves it.
Yep. Whoop. Sorry. Whoop. A little rusty. There you go.
Yeah. Marty loves his bidet, and he doesn't care who knows.
It's amazing. You've never felt cleaner, and you save on toilet paper.
There it is.
It's a dual action thing. Some models are.
The five seed.
And I have, you could ask my wife, I have been through several shower heads trying to find the perfect high-powered shower. I have finally found it. And anytime I have the shower in a shower that is not high-powered, I am miserable and sad. Mm-hmm. So my five seed is high-powered showers.
Say that three times fast.
High-powered showers, high-powered showers, high-powered showers.
Jerk.
Nice. The 12 seed. Maybe it's just the time of the season.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me, but fish and chips.
Mm-hmm.
Very rarely a letdown.
I'm not a big fish guy myself, but I get the appeal.
But just imagine it like 40% breading.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a vehicle for the breading.
As long as we're on the same page about that.
The 4 seed, Rice Krispie Treats.
Yeah.
Up against the 13 seed, chili in fall.
That's really good.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than the first time it dips into like the 50s and maybe at night you're down into the 30s and you're like, you know what? I've got whatever meat it is here. I've got stray noodles that probably were initially meant to be part of a mac and cheese or something.
Yep.
Making chili.
Chili. Chili time. That's the 13 seed. Your 6 seed, Party Subs.
Yes.
Up against the 11 seed, and I think this one could make a run, Rick. Kerrygold Irish Butter.
This is one where I worry about Normies a little bit.
Yeah.
But this is your version of my queso fundido of something I had recently that I've been craving that ends up in my bracket.
Well, I said to Hope a couple months ago, I go, look, I got a new job now. I'm making a more like a respectable salary. Yeah. We're a Kerrygold Irish Butter family now.
Yeah, buddy.
That and Sherman.
Yes.
No more Target toilet paper, damn it.
Right.
So Kerrygold Irish Butter is the 11 seed. The 3 seed, Frozen Coke.
Yeah, that is one of your favorites.
I'm getting one of those on the way home, 100%.
It'll be a Coke by the time you get home.
Yeah, I know.
With the way the sun is, this is a peak actual temperature outside versus temperature in your car is, what, 20 degree difference at least?
Yeah, at least.
I was sweating on the way here. It's like barely 40 degrees outside.
Yeah, I'm going to, as soon as we're done, I'm going outside.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yes. I need to dry off.
Yeah, it's a clutch move by me to wear a dark-colored shirt.
Nice job. You need a sweat towel. The 14 seed, corn dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Solid. Everybody loves corn dogs. The 7 seed, Sox Park food. Food at the White Sox game.
Yes, always good.
Distracts you from the product on the field.
I do have a complaint.
Uh-oh.
And this could be on us for not submitting a request. How is it that you and I are never invited to be part of said food release day for the Sox?
It's I'm gonna go out on a limb and say the Sox don't know what they're doing.
Although I feel like the food is the one thing they do know what they're doing,
because they give it to someone to do.
Yes, true.
Yep. Just saying. But we're happy to show up next year.
Right.
All right. So Sox Park food is up against 10 Office Donuts. Hey, what? I had lunch on the way here. Uh-oh. There's two dozen do-rights in here. Whoops.
Yep.
Hey, look, half a donut four times.
So Brett, that is sitting a few tables back, his thing is he will want donuts. However, he doesn't want to be only getting donuts. So he's like, oh, I'll get donuts for the office.
Yeah.
So that he seems like a good guy.
What a guy.
Which he's not.
Aren't there only three people in your office?
Five.
Oh, okay. Fair. Good.
5 people in the office. So Brett gets donuts for everybody so that Brett can have donuts.
He gets 3 dozen.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Office Donuts, the 10 seed up against the 7 Sox Park food. The number 2 seed, warm chocolate chip cookies.
Yes.
Tough to beat. Maybe a little bit undercooked, too.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Up against the 15, beef stew. Baby, you got a stew going.
Yes.
That's the 15 seed. My daughter yesterday said, what's beef stew? So she doesn't live with us anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
That explains why she's not here.
Yeah, we have sold her off. So.
Okay.
She's working the limestone quarries here.
Oh, nice. So that's how you, okay, so that's how you're able to afford the Taco Bell. Got it.
Exactly. All right, Charlie the Bing guy is next to me. Do you want me to do this for you? You got it? All right, well, you're up. You ready? All right, here he goes. Charlie the Bing guy making his way to the stage. The elegance, the grace, the sweat-covered hat.
The glistening.
The eyes of a frustrated father.
And an angel.
And an angel, of course.
I even wrote it down.
Nice.
Pop those. Go for it, man. Yeah. Pop those headphones on. And then make sure you talk nice and close into that microphone.
However,
like, there you go.
Like that?
That's it. Right into it. Nice and close. Make it smell like bacon.
Too late. You have bacon there. You should try it while I'm talking.
Oh, don't worry.
I'm
on it.
All right. So the Charlie the Bacon Guy region in March Fatness. Thank you, Sasha. The number one seed is the Kool-Aid Man because, oh, yeah.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Going up against the Blob, the big... pillowy looking summer lake fun thing you jump on and send people hundreds of feet in the air.
I always think of the movie Heavyweights for that.
Or Billy Madison.
Yes.
Yep. Good stuff.
Yeah, this is great.
Keep going. You're doing great.
It's okay. We're sturdy. This table's not going any further.
All right. The eighth seed is Cheese Curds because it's fried cheese.
Yep.
Going up against Parent Tax, which I have in my hand. It's the ultimate excuse to eat your kids' food.
Right, especially Halloween, Easter. Those are the times where, oh, you got how much candy?
Or McDonald's,
yeah,
whichever.
Anything.
Exactly. A couple fries, whatever. Oh, you got this much? Okay. Kids, we're going to learn 10%, and that goes to Dad.
Spoiler, that is my March Fatness champion.
Parent Tax?
Yes.
Fair enough. All right, number five is tacos, arguably the best vehicle for food. And then going up against the number 12 seed, donuts. Do you girls like donuts?
Yeah.
Great. The number 4 seed in the Charlie the Bacon Guy region is saying basically a salad. And that's anything with fruit or veggies or anything. So the raspberry, chipotle, Canadian bacon.
Basically
over there
a salad.
Is a salad.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yep. I like it. I say it all the time.
That's going up against number 13, yelling at the game with sauce fingers.
Yeah, can you explain this one to the people?
Nothing's more iconic than a fat guy sitting on the couch alone, eating chicken wings, yelling at the other guy on the TV because he can't do his job properly.
Yep.
Pretty much, just the old waving the fist in the air.
That's it.
Next, number 3 seed is cheating on your diet.
Wouldn't know about that.
Oh, wait, you missed your 6 seed.
Did I?
Yes.
What is 6 seed?
Oreos.
No, I didn't. That's next.
Oh, I had to change the bracket because you stole some from Rick. Here, use
you
this.
You mean Rick stole mine?
Sure. Yeah, whoever you want to do it.
Where, but,
you're on the bottom right there.
Better.
Bottom right. Number 6 seed, Oreos, except Thins, because, well, Thins.
They're actually pretty good, but okay.
Yeah, but thin.
Okay, boomer.
You see it, Sasha? And then number 11 seed is the post-meal naps.
Yeah, that's key.
Yep.
That's,
yeah, huge. The Thanksgiving post-meal nap is the best one.
Yes.
Oh,
by far.
It's a given.
All right, number 3 seed's cheating on a diet just because. What are diets for? No fun.
Cheating on.
Yeah. And then the 14 seed is the Little Debbie Empire.
Love that one.
My favorite is the oatmeal cream pies.
Star Crunch.
Star Crunch is a good one.
Swiss cake rolls.
We like the brownies in our house. Well, these two do. Yeah. The number 7 seed is overfeeding kids for leftovers. We're going to McDonald's on the way home.
Nice.
For me.
What do you want, Sasha? 20 piece? Great.
Yep, 20 sounds good. You want nuggets? Okay. And then the 10 seed in that matchup is John Daly.
Still prevalent, still very fat.
And somehow not on here before, far as I know.
And not dead.
I think Amazing. He might have been on when
Maybe
we had
early.
A fat, yeah, like a fat, sports fats or
oh,
something.
Oh, yeah, when we categorized it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
He's got a chance,
I think. No, he's got a shot, no doubt.
All right, and the number 2 seed in the Charlie the Bacon Guy region is Rascal Scooters.
Yeah.
Which we will probably all use at some point in the future. Yes.
Someday.
Someday. And that will go up against the number 15 seed, Lazy Boy Recliners. No better place to take a post-meal nap than a Lazy Boy.
That's it. And I like the symmetry, right? The symmetry with the post-meal nap and the recliners. That's very, right. Very good. Mm-hmm. Another stellar bracket from Charlie the Bacon Guy. Awesome stuff.
And a lot of credit for being able to get through that with just a little bit of multitasking.
And you didn't swear at all, which is really impressive. You are wrangling two children.
Right.
And you did not say,
not yet.
You will.
Should have heard me outside.
Good job, Charlie. Good job, girls. Thank you.
Say thank you.
Yeah.
It's for you.
There it is. That's it. There's your bracket for March Fatness 2024. So remember, if you're listening to this podcast, you can vote now. Go to our Twitter page at I'm Fat Pod. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/I'm Fat Pod. It'll be there. It's a Google Doc link. There's no more Twitter voting. You get the link. You go in there. It's real easy to do. It's easy to manage. You just go one by one. It doesn't let you skip any matchups. Everything's required. It'll take your email. Why? So we can contact you when you win. And the winner with the best bracket wins a Charlie the Bacon Guy prize pack, $100 here to Nick and Ivy, and a I'm Fat podcast shirt of their choice from imfatmerch.com.
Right. Well, because that's for voting, for like predicting what's going to win.
Predicting the bracket. Yeah,
that's
right.
On run your. That's on the.
Right. And the winner of the overall champion of March Fatness enters the Onion Ring of Honor.
Correct.
And we'll get a brand new shirt made. I know our buddy Mark Fishman is working on a new design. I said, hey, if you're interested in making a new one, go for it. Because it's hard to kind of, it's like, where's Waldo on the shirt at this point?
Right.
So we'll see if he comes up with anything new or just adds on. It probably depends on who wins.
Sure. You mean you don't stand like Captain Morgan on top of a wheel of cheese?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes. You ever do that at the store? You ever like walk past the Parmesan and like put your hand on it?
I don't think so.
Don't do that. It's like super greasy.
I thought it was gonna make sense.
I thought it would be dry. Well, you think it's like wrapped in the rind.
Sure.
So you put your hand on it, you're just covered in cheese
rind.
Then you gotta lick it off.
Yeah.
It's not ideal. So again, brackets are live now until Tuesday at noon. Then the voting begins Tuesday afternoon. That'll get your votes in for to see who actually wins the game.
Right. Yeah. Your pre-Tuesday is to
predict.
Just predict what's going to happen.
Right.
Just like your regular tournament bracket. On Tuesday, that's to actually vote on what you want to move on.
Exactly. Thank you for clarifying that.
Yes.
All right. We got to tell the people a little bit more about Nick and Ivy. I know we've done a little bit. Paul submitted his bracket, which was great. But we're here. 1026 South Street, State Street in Lockport. It's just awesome around here. I don't know if maybe there's some people who have been out here for the first time. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I graduated from Lewis in 2001, and Lockport was very different back then. Very different. A lot of these buildings were empty or a little bit run down. It has been completely revitalized. Downtown Lockport has great breweries like Nick and Ivy, upscale food. There's a movie theater. It is absolutely gorgeous down here. So make the trek down south. It's okay. People live out here. There's highways and everything. It's not horse-drawn carriages out here anymore. People live out south. You north siders and city folk can come this way. Because we come this way, we come your way all the time for literally everything. So come check out Nick and Ivy in Lockport. It's great, great stuff. And with that, Rick, I think it is time to ask the Fats.
Let's do it.
Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. It's been 1 week since my last confession.
Okay, my son. What is your confession?
I'm fat.
Ask a Fat is brought to you by our pal, Charlie the Bacon Guy, and here he is with this week's Bacon Report.
Thanks, Jay. This week's available flavors are maple pepper, rosemary, French toast, ranch, chorizo, Nashville hot, raspberry chipotle, Maui Wowie, cheddar, and cherry Dr. Pepper. Bacon jams are the original, the bourbon, the pineapple habanero, and the cherry jalapeno. The Canadian bacon is still a work in progress. We should have it by the end of this week.
It's ready.
And starting now through the end of March Fatness, as soon as they announce the winner, the promo code will be no longer. But until then, use I'm Fat, I-M-F-A-T, for 10% off your entire order at charliethebaconguy.com. For the Bacon Report, I'm Charlie the Bacon Guy.
There he is, Charlie the Bacon Guy. Much calmer in that one.
Yes.
Head over to charliethebaconguy.com. Get your orders in. Lots of great stuff. That Canadian bacon is ready. So since he recorded that to today, it has gotten done. There's some sitting right in front of us, and I cannot wait to crack this open to celebrate when we're done. So get your bacon from Charlie. We have a trio of voicemails today, so we're going to start there. If you want to leave us a message, 708-858-3314, 708-858-3314.
Hello, Fats. How's the Empire? It's been one of those weeks where lunch has been a bit of a difficult ask in terms of trying to put something together, either with limited amount of groceries that we have at the house or running out to either fast food establishments or local places to do a pickup order. So my question to you guys is, what's your go-to for lunch that's maybe, say, a 10 to 15 minutes cooking process? For me, it's pasta with oil, garlic, red chili flakes, Parmesan cheese, and parsley. You just brown the garlic in a pan while you're cooking the pasta, usually angel hair or spaghetti. We always have that on hand. And then throw in some red pepper flakes and parsley. Throw the spaghetti into the pan that has all of that. You throw it into a bowl and add as much Parmesan cheese as you'd like. And lunch is ready in about 10 minutes. It's a perfect little go-to dish. And I'm curious what you guys usually go to for lunch when you're in a pinch. Cheers as always. We'll talk to you later.
Whatever I can air fry.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm usually, for lunch, I'm not at home.
Yeah.
And I am horrific about meal planning or anything of the such. So generally, lunch means going out.
Yeah, that's fair. When I'm home for lunch, I will typically look in the freezer and see what I can air fry.
Yeah.
But I have gone and bought the Jersey Mike's now sells their cherry pepper relish.
Oh, really?
You can buy a jar of it.
I didn't know
and
that.
And it's motivated me to make more sandwiches at home.
Nice.
Because I just get to use that. So go out and get some of those, like, Bambino sub rolls from Toronto.
Yeah.
And get some, maybe get some ham and turkey or whatever you want. And put spread some of that red pepper, cherry pepper relish on there. Beautiful. Really good. So that's kind of my go-to.
That's kind of our default for Sam and I on, like, a weekend or something. Maybe, like, a sandwich.
Yeah.
Could be Jersey Mike's, or it could be for us because we have Franco's Cocina right by us.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what we would do too. Just get a sandwich from somewhere, really solid, high floor item,
yeah,
get you by, and then get more creative with dinner.
Yeah. What is there any, I know you don't cook very much at all. I will say, like, there's one thing that I do very well, and it's not difficult, but I have a knack for cooking spaghetti, like, perfectly.
Okay.
Like, I get the noodles just right. Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what's your secret? I go, I follow the instructions on the box.
Right.
Like, I am such a, I think you know this about me. Like, if you give me instructions, I'm going to follow them to a T and not stray from it. I'd probably be a really good baker.
Well, yeah, and I was just going to say that. That's more the bakery thing. Because you know what chefs and cooks like to tell you? That they don't follow instructions. It's like,
yeah,
we get it. You make, like, you figure it out as you go. Some of us either don't want to spend that much time thinking about it, or don't have the skill to be able to do that enough. So I need to be told everything like I'm five. Now, well, with Sam, too, she can, it's any type of pasta. She's more into, like, varying which pastas we're using than I've ever been. For me, it's just like, okay, pasta. Pasta is whatever shape of pasta gets put in front of me.
Yeah, fair. That's a good way to do it. All right, let's get to the second voicemail here.
Hey, guys. This is Gabe. I just want to say I had to stop the podcast because Jay just said he went to Voodoo Donuts. That's been, like, my bucket list for, like, a decade now. Damn, I'm so jealous, you douchebag. Well, anyways, just wanted to say Taco Bell's got these weird-ass empanadas out there. And I have to say, once you have the real thing from a real Latino person, those things don't look like they would even, you know, hold up compared to the real thing. So I don't know if I'll try them, but let us know if you guys ever do. Take care, guys. Bye.
Well, we know Rick likes the empanadas from Taco Bell when they're available.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not quite the same, though.
No.
I got to try. I hope it comes back. Because I just have to. Because you are so
adamant.
Well, you're just so upset about it.
Yes.
And you're not a guy I see upset very often about anything.
This is true.
Like, you're very laid back. You got a really level head about things. Mm-hmm. It's hard to set you off. And yeah. the fact that you are so, like,
triggered
by the fact that caramel empanadas don't exist anymore, that makes me want to try, like, more than anything.
Yeah.
It could be like it's Bobby so Flay, like, you've got to try this food. I mean, I'm like, well, is it as good? It couldn't be possibly as good as a caramel apple empanada. We just got handed some more beers.
That's Marty.
Oh, hey, Marty. There he is. No ding for you. I got too much going on. All right. Voicemail 3.
He already got a ding.
PCR Brad again. What's worse, getting chicken from a Chipotle order or a grilled chicken order where the pieces of chicken you get are the end pieces that are really rubbery and chewy and have just an awful texture to them, or getting a fountain drink where the syrup to carbonated soda mixture is grotesquely underwhelming from the syrup to the soda standpoint. There's nothing worse than rubbery chicken, but having a Diet Coke where there wasn't nearly enough syrup, especially coming out of a fountain, was also extremely disappointing. So which one's worse to you guys? I'll hang up and listen.
Ooh, the chewy chicken.
To me, ugh. I mean, obviously both are horrendous.
Yeah.
There is nothing worse than pop with not enough carbonation, if that's what you want. If I want something that's fair. Not as carbonated, then I will get something that is naturally not as carbonated.
Yeah.
But when you get, like, too syrupy of pop, to me, that's the worst, because I want that carbonation to help, like, make whatever it is lighter. I want that contrast, not just, you know, syrup and whatever, where it's like trying to be part Kool-Aid, trying to be a pop, and it's just neither.
I will say, the other day I tried a new place. I'm not going to badmouth them because it was good, but I bit into my steak burrito and there was a big old bone in it, like a big hunk of bone. And it's like, wow. Ugh, I almost stopped for a second.
Yeah.
And so I spit it out and threw it over and continued to inhale my burrito.
Well, of course.
But it almost made me stop.
Yeah.
Almost.
I think that would, I agree with that. That would probably be the same to me.
The bone is not a great thing to bite into when you're not expecting it.
The bone?
The bone? All right, let's get to Ask a Fats, and then we're going to get out of here and drink some more beer.
Nice. Ask a Fat about this and that. It's time to
chat with the Fats. All right, first question here is from Adam in Louisiana. You want to tackle this one since it refers to you and your story I didn't know about last week?
Yes. Hey, Rick and Jay, I'm listening to this week's episode of the podcast, and Rick, you unlocked a repressed memory when you mentioned Robert Crown. I'm in my mid-20s and grew up in Plainfield, so ye olde Robert Crown experience was still going strong in the late 2000s, scarring another generation of children. Robert Crown extravaganza aside, I wanted to mention a small tip my fiance and I used when we buy a loaf of French bread that I think you should try. We add a drizzle of olive oil and sprinkle the loaf with salt before putting it in the oven for 5 to 7 minutes, depending on size and temperature. It adds a great crunch and subtle flavor to already warm, tasty French bread. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. And I can't wait to fill out a very incorrect March fatness bracket. Adam in Louisiana.
There you go, Adam. Thank you for the email. Good, very good.
Yeah, that's a good tip. And yes, Robert Crown has been scarring youths for generations. And anyone who got to avoid that, consider yourself lucky, because it's not a pleasant experience.
No, I'm glad I missed that.
Well,
somehow I'm glad I learned sex ed from a priest instead. All right, you did the long one, so I'm going to take the second long one, then you can do the middle one. There you go.
Okay.
This one from Nolan in LaPorte, Indiana. He says, hey, Fats, I don't know if I heard this hack on here or not, but with Easter a few weeks away, that means fat holiday half-price candy. Mm-hmm. But here's an issue and the revelation of the hack. Say you work an 8-to-4 job. Or 9-to-5, as we call it in America.
Right.
Can't get to the store before work, and after work, all that's left is Cadbury eggs, Easter candy corn, that's a thing, and those god-awful Peeps. So what you do is go to your store the day before or Easter Day, and you get the good Easter candy Snickers, Starburst jelly beans, and sorry, Rick, but Reese's, and you hide them in a section of the store that doesn't have a lot of traffic or turnover and hide said candy. My spot's the craft section at Walmart underneath the yarn. Ooh, that's a good spot.
That's really good. Maybe the adult diapers and Walgreens.
There's lots of those. Let's hope that Gladys doesn't need to crochet. I hope this helps some daytime workers who want candy too. And if someone does this, it would be cool to hear their hiding spot. Now, we heard from Jason from Oshkosh a couple weeks ago saying the same thing about Valentine's Day candy.
Yep.
And stashing that away. And he said he hides it. He just hid it. I don't think it was specific, but I've seen food hidden in coolers.
Yes.
I've seen it hidden behind, like, behind lesser shopped items.
You know what would be clutch? Is if it was something like a Charleston chew and you put it in the cooler.
Oh, yeah.
You're already making it ready to eat upon buying instead of having to wait and freeze it.
There you go. See? Look at you thinking. Yeah, that's a good hack. I'm going to start looking behind weird products to see what clearance candy I found. Hey, look. Cadbury cream eggs from Easter of 1994. I love cream eggs, dude.
I know you do. I'll take the caramel eggs.
Have you tried the Oreo eggs?
Oh, I did last
They're
year.
Good, and they got like a crunchy, like a graininess yes. to the filling. Oh, those yes. are so good. Get those if you've not yet. There's a hack for you.
All right, this last one is from Derek. Hey, Jay and Rick, listening to the pod and heard you had Superdog for the first time, Jay.
Yep.
This makes me wonder how many hot dog places you guys have had in Chicago and what your rankings would be if someone ever wanted to do a hot dog tour of Chicago.
Wow.
Also, thanks for the recommendation for Portillo's chicken tenders. Yes, they were delicious.
Told you. They're great. And get that jardiniere dip.
Did you see the... I don't know where this was from, but it hit social media of, like, the Chicago map, but the only marks on it was, like, the Chicago deep dish, Chicago hot dog, Chicago...
Oh, interesting.
What, there was another one. I'll have to try and find
it.
I just don't know. I don't really know what to search. But it was fantastic. And it would be something that I will do some research on.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'm trying to think. I've been to kind of... Where do you and I went together to Jay... Was it Jay's Beef we went to together?
Yes.
And then I've been to, obviously, Freddy's on 31st, Superdog, mm-hmm. Gene and Jude's.
There we go.
I feel like I've been to most of the... Yeah. Oh, that's sweet. That kind of looks like our pizza box.
It does. Yeah, it takes that design, but does it for hot dogs, for other stuff. And instead of the Italy boot, it's got Chicago-style hot dogs.
Man, we should have made that shirt. We blew it.
Yeah, we kind of did.
Byron's on Irving Park. Is that one on there? That would be up north a little bit. Oh, Fatso's Last Stand we've been to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff
there's
on there.
Byron's.
Yeah, Byron's. They got that neon green. I got a confession.
Yeah.
I've never been to Wiener Circle.
One of Brett's goals in life is to get our coworker John to Wiener Circle.
Oh, I hope they bring him.
Yeah.
I hope he orders a chocolate shake.
Yeah.
That'd be fun to see.
It absolutely would. One of our coffee shops we work with is right there, so there's no excuse not to.
Nice. All right, I think we did it.
Yes.
We did it. We completed the show.
The March Fatness Selection Show is in the books.
Yes, sir.
So follow us on all of our social media at I'mFatPod, I'mFatPod@gmail.com, Patreon, Spotify, if you like, check those out, I'mFatMerch.com.
Yep.
If there's not a sale right now on our stuff, give it like 12 hours.
There will be.
There probably will be. Also, if you're not looking for our stuff, but you're just searching TeePublic, use our link. We get the kickback. Kickbacks are good, especially in an election year. YouTube.com/I'mFatPodcast. Subscribe, like each video, and watch them if you like. Feel better about yourself by looking at our faces, or just throw it on a background tab and let that thing roll so that we get the time listened, because that's always great.
Yep.
And you can always subscribe, unsubscribe, resubscribe, unsubscribe, and resubscribe to the regular podcast feed so we can juke those numbers as well. And leave the old 5-star rating and review. We still have none for this month.
Boo.
So if you want an easier way to maybe have a chance to win something there, that could be a thing as well.
Oops.
And the best thing you can do is check out our sponsors, Charlie the Bacon Guy, who you heard from earlier, Mazda of Orland Park, Fredo's Culinary Kitchen, and for God's sakes, come out to Nick and Ivy Brewing, 1026 South State Street in Lockport. Delicious beer. We're both on our second at this point. There will probably be more.
I would imagine.
Plenty of great food options around here as well to be able to bring a meal in here to have something to complement the great beer that you're having. So, for Jay, I'm Rick, and this is the I'm Fat Podcast.
Stay clear of the breakfast burritos. Too much of the chilaquiles.